dinosaurs. You've probably seen hundreds of them. You might think you know what they look like. But almost every dinosaur you've ever seen is a work of fiction.
If you turn on the television, it almost feels that we know everything about them. And that's not really the case.
But now, a groundbreaking new exhibition is working with the world's leading dinosaur scientists to revolutionize the way we see these animals.
We've found, using our computer models, that a human sprinter would probably be pretty well matched for a muscular Tyrannosaurus.
Scientists are pushing the frontiers of our knowledge in new and surprising ways.
We can say these dark stripes were not red, black, or whatever, they were ginger.
That's just amazing.
But we've never even found a complete skeleton of a Tyrannosaurus rex, the most famous dinosaur. So how on earth have we worked out so much about animals that lived millions of years ago? How do we get from an incomplete pile of broken bones to this? How do you build a dinosaur? I'm Alice Roberts. I'm an anatomist used to working with human bodies. It's not hard to put a human skeleton together. You only need to look in the mirror to get a pretty good idea of where the bones go. But what do you do when the bones belong to animals that went extinct millions of years ago?
We all think that we know what dinosaurs look like. We've seen plenty of them, pictures in films and animations, even in toy shops. But given that the last of the dinosaurs died out about 65 million years ago, none of us has ever actually seen a living dinosaur. So how do we know what they look like? And how can we be sure that we're getting it right?